actually have a question that's sort of more 40,000 foot public policy question, and that is there's been a lot of discussion over the last 5 to 7 years down in Washington about changing the traditional primacy that states have had in making decisions about siting the long distance power lines like Northern Pass. And I'm curious, as a policy question, what each of you think about the potential, whether it's good or bad, for the federal government to start taking more of this decision making away from the traditional decision making that has been a prime decision at the state level. Because I think personally that New Hampshire has a lot to lose if the federal government starts trumping what has traditionally been a state's right in making those siting decisions. And I'm just curious, from a public policy perspective, what each of you think on that.
Sure.
Hi, Will. I'll give you a general answer, and I can probably argue, explain better in my current capacity as air director in the state. At the federal level for environmental protection work, there's a constant tension. I have to implement some of the federal stuff, the federal requirements as air director, but I also spend a lot of time working with other states and the federal government as an advocate for the state of New Hampshire. So generally, I believe that we know better in New Hampshire than the federal government does as a general rule. So, so having said that, again, I'm not going to be able to comment on any particular project, obviously. So.
Well, I alluded to this a little bit earlier. I don't know if you were here, but we've been having a running battle to some extent with FERC, but the Department of Energy, as well as some of the Congress from other parts of the country. They want to have this what's called this backstop authority for FERC. In fact, they actually got a law passed that was a pretty significant court decision, limited the power of it quite a bit. But they basically were saying if someone says they need some transmission project and the state doesn't cite it, then FERC will just come in and say, well, get out of the way, we're going to cite it. We've basically fought that back. And you know, one of the things that we're working on, in fact, there's a letter in my email box I've got to review tonight or tomorrow. It's a project, we call it ICEPIC, has come out. It's part of the Eastern Connection Study Group that was set up by the federal government over the last couple of years. And that's this whole thing about trying to get the Midwest wind into the East where the heavy use of electricity is. And in order to do a lot of that, of course, it's got to cross a lot of states, including in New England, and there's a lot of people pushing for federal authority to usurp the state's ability to deny siting on these positions. And the commission in New Hampshire has been actively working against that. We've been working with Senator Shaheen's office, who's on the Senate Energy Committee, trying to not only work on legislation, but also through this what's called the ICEPIC group, which we have representatives from New England on. Former Chairman Getz, Tom Getz from the PUC, spent more time in Cleveland and Washington and St. Louis and places like that than he really cared to over the last couple of years. But in order to fight off those type of efforts, you have to get engaged. And, you know, that means going to where the decisions are being made. And as I had said earlier, when it comes to energy and transmission, more and more the decisions are being made someplace else, and they're trying to take more of that away from us. So, we philosophically and implementation-wise, I definitely do not want to see the federal government get any more authority to do that. But I think it's a battle that you can't simply sit back in New Hampshire and say, well, we're right, we have the high ground here. It's a constant fight to keep it because there's always people down in Washington from other parts of the country that are going to give you the we know what's best for you, so we're going to shove this down your throat, literally. So it's internal vigilance is required on this.